Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you for another episode of The Best Hour. I'm joined with my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Good morning.
So nice to have you here.
Great to be here.
We're going to be discussing lesson 59 today. We're still in review. We're going to be reviewing lessons 41 through 45. That's what lesson 59 is. Before we begin, let's join together for a brief moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath. The following ideas are for review today. God goes with me wherever I go. How can I be alone when God always goes with me? How can I be doubtful and unsure of myself when perfect certainty abides in Him? How can I be disturbed by anything when He rests in me in absolute peace? How can I suffer when love and joy surround me through Him? Let me not cherish illusions about myself. I am perfect because God goes with me wherever I go.
Number 42, God is my strength. Vision is His gift. Let me not look to my own eyes to see today. Let me be willing to exchange my pitiful illusions of seeing for the vision that is given by God. Christ's vision is God's gift, and God has given it to me. Let me call upon this gift today so that this day may help me to understand eternity.
Number 43, God is my source. I cannot see apart from Him. I can see what God wants me to see. I cannot see anything else. Beyond His will lie only illusions. It is these I choose when I think I can see apart from Him. It is these I choose when I try to see through the body's eyes. Yet the vision of Christ has been given me to replace them. It is through this vision that I choose to see.
Number 44, God is the light in which I see. I cannot see in darkness. God is the only light. Therefore, if I am to see, it must be through God. I have tried to divine what seeing is, and I have been wrong. Now it is given me to understand that God is the light in which I see. Let me welcome vision in the happy world it will show me.
Number 45. God is the mind with which I think. I have no thoughts I do not share with God. I have no thoughts apart from Him because I have no mind apart from His. As part of His mind, my thoughts are His and His thoughts are mine. And so it is. Again, let's join together for a brief moment of silence before we continue our conversation about this lesson. There are basically two takeaways from this lesson for me personally, and that is I see nothing really that's real with the body's eyes. So I must have and need to join with my higher self, the Holy Spirit, nothing more than my right mind, to have true vision, to really see what is beyond the appearance of form. And what is the real essence of all that is in the universe. And I cannot do that as a separated self. I can't see that with the body's eyes. The second takeaway for me is that I have no thoughts apart from His. So in other words, the thoughts of the ego mind, the body mind thought system of fear and guilt, illusion, sin, sickness, death, all of the attributes that go with that, are nothing. They're not really anything. They're all illusion. Just like I can say that the sleeping self at night, all of its thoughts are illusory because it believes itself to be in a make-believe world. It believes that world is true, yes, nonetheless. While it's immersed in it, it believes those thoughts are relevant, those thoughts are true, and those experiences are true. But none of it's true. It's all a movie in my mind that's made up out of my own thinking, or the thinking of the sleeping self. It's not even conscious of my bigger thoughts, if you want to look at it that way. It's not even aware I'm safe at home in bed, or what my life was going to be today, as I lived this life today. So those thoughts I can see are not real thoughts. And what we're seeing here is that the thoughts of the ego mind also, like the sleeping self thoughts, are not real thoughts. Only the thoughts of God are real thoughts. And in order for me to know those thoughts and to be one with those thoughts, for those thoughts to be mine, I must be joined with the capital V voice for God, which of course is the Holy Spirit. Again, nothing more than my right mind. God goes with me wherever I go. That's my strength. Vision is his gift. God is my source. I can't see anything apart from him. And God is the light in which I see and the mind with which I think.
And so there really is nothing apart from God. And so that's what these lessons for me are the takeaway, that it is a unified thought system, meaning that there is nothing lacking, that all is already given, and that we truly are simply in the illusion, removing the barriers and obstructions to the awareness of what already is. So I am you, you are me, we are one, all is well. God goes with me wherever I go because I cannot be apart from God. There have been times when I have struggled in my life and I have felt so alone. And I know that some who may be listening have felt that way as well, or maybe even right now. And it is in those moments, perhaps, that we even go to our knees and connect, you know, with this power and this presence that it is with us always. We cannot be alone. We are indeed companioned by a benevolent presence that is all power and that is with us always and in all ways. And so for me, one of the important things that was so necessary in my rediscovery of my own awakening and the process that I have been in with regard to that is that I came to this pathway with so much indoctrination and so much, conditioning of what God is and isn't, that I really needed to let all that go and to contemplate for myself. And what this tells me is that we have God, the Holy Spirit, informs us exactly what God is for us. And in this teaching, it is, as Brother T summarized, our strength, our vision, our source, the light, and our thoughts and our mind, everything already given. And so this is an opportunity to explore through the teaching here ideas of what God is in our relationship with God for ourselves. This is a course that is intended to be self-study, and yet we do come together to contemplate this, but remember always that it is your tryst with Spirit that reveals itself to you.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing. And thank you, Mighty Companions, for joining us today. You are dearly loved. God bless you. Stay the course.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
send my love over the mountains. I send